Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us in New York City. And thank you to everybody that's participated in the show so far. We got people calling from everywhere. San Diego, Massachusetts, just and everything in between. If you want to call, you can do so. The number is 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Are you on the internet? You should be. It's 2024. Try at least if you can. I'm at JR Sport Brief on all these social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. Thank you for listening. The show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We've had a busy show. Talked about the garbage last night, or I should say the whole weekend from the NBA All-Star weekend. Almost had 400 combined points between the East and the West. Damian Lillard walks away with the MVP. A matter of fact, Adam Silver, I want everybody to hear this, and then I'm going to get to your calls. Adam Silver was so enthusiastic last night when it was time to give the MVP award over to Damian Lillard, who had 39 points. You could also argue that Tyrese Halliburton deserved the award, being the fact that it was in Indianapolis, but hey, you can't get it all. Fans were actually booing. Listen to Adam Silver on TNT last night. So enthusiastic about the score.
To the city of Indianapolis, thank you for the fantastic hospitality. To Herb Simon, he's owned this team for 41 years, the longest standing governor in NBA history. Thank you very much. And to your son, Steve, as well. And to the Eastern Conference All-Stars, you scored the most points. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, that's the commissioner. That's how the commissioner of the NBA feels about his own product. Yeah, the guys don't want to play. So we talked about that. The Brooklyn Nets head coach Jacques Vaughn was fired today. No surprise. Can't be surprised. He's at the end of his contract. Expires at the end of the season. The Nets have lost 5 out of their last 6 games. Last week, the Celtics destroyed them. 136-86, so no surprises there. We talked about, I guess if there was a highlight, Sabrina Ionescu. She got close to beating Steph Curry. Definitely competitive. Steph Curry beat her in their three-point contest, 29-26, very close. And then I'm going to get to someone, I guess maybe he's taking a page out of some of the NBA players' books because he doesn't seem too enthusiastic about showing up to work, and that's Anthony Rendon. And we'll get to him momentarily. Let's get to the phone lines. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Brett, he's calling us up from Alaska. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Brett?
Hey, how you doing? Much love from the very, very West Coast.
Yeah, where in Alaska are you?
I'm in Anchorage, you know, the big town.
Yeah, I love Anchorage. I love it. What's going on?
Great. Oh, I just thought I had to chime in here. I know that we're talking about Jets and Russell Wilson, and that's a very East Coast kind of topic, but I am a Seahawks fan, so I am familiar with Russell Wilson for many years. And I don't think it's like absolute craziness what was suggested of having him be a backup to Aaron Rodgers.
Are you – oh, let me ask you this, Brett. Where you're at in Anchorage right now, are you in extreme daylight or have you not seen the sun in a couple of weeks? Which one is it?
You know, it's late February. So, like, we're kind of getting towards normal.
Oh, yeah. I know normal. No, I've been at Anchorage at this time of year. So the sun comes up at 10 o'clock and it's going at 4:30, right?
No, we're getting closer to the middle. So it's 8:30, 9 o'clock a.m. till about 6 p.m.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Wow. Okay,
once
so you're kind of normal. Go ahead.
Yeah, once we get past March, then it gets extreme and then like super amounts of daylight, and it's 24 hours of daylight by the end of May.
Well, nice. I just wanted to know if you were hallucinating or anything. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm used to it. I've been here forever, man.
Okay, good.
Okay, so my point is, and I may be missing some of the finer things that that you guys who are Jets fans or people who know the whole East Coast culture would know about why it's such a terrible idea, but I don't think it's a terrible idea because you're right, Russell Wilson is a character. I think you can safely say that. But he still has some skills. They're not the same as when he was in his prime, but he still put up decent numbers. And the Broncos are going to be paying, I don't know, for years and years. Like, he's going to be cheap.
Yes, they're going to be paying a majority. But help me out here. Why do you think that Russell Wilson would wake up and say, I am willing to be a backup to Aaron Rodgers?
I think maybe if that's the sticking point, I do think that there's going to be a short – there's only so many starting jobs to go around.
Yes. And by the way, Russell Wilson last year, the man threw for 26 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. That's not some dude who just willingly says, oh, yeah, I'll be a backup. No, that doesn't make sense, Brett. Come on.
I don't think it would be his first choice, but as the seats start filling up and he's looking for a one-year thing.
It's not seats. It's not. There's no seats to fill up. We're in February right now. There are going to be teams. Not everybody is going to get a rock star. Not everybody is going to wake up and say, oh, my God, you know, we're Washington. It's going to be teams that are going to look for a veteran quarterback, man. It's just – and he is probably going to be the best that's available. Next thing you know, you're going to tell me that Jimmy Garoppolo got a better chance to start than he does.
Well, you may have a better opinion of Russell Wilson's current talent than I do.
I think I do.
Because I think he could be out of the league in – a year or maybe even this year, if he doesn't want to.
Okay, all right. Brett,
I don't know.
Brett, when's the last time you watched some football, man? you don't watch the NFL. You don't.
I haven't watched Russ in a while, but I think he's made enough money that he could probably
Now,
retire.
Say no more. When's the last time you sat down and watched, like, a game?
I did watch the Super Bowl a little bit.
Okay, besides that.
I watched the whole Seahawks season, so
I'm more familiar
with Geno now. So,
all right, okay. Well, Russell Wilson, he didn't age horribly. He didn't, he can still walk, he can run. Brett, you got to do better, man. Okay.
I watched the decline of Russell his last few years in Seattle, and then kind of fall apart in Denver before he picked it up at the end. But I think he's in the twilight. I don't think his skills translate.
Well, nobody is going to wake up. Nobody's going to wake up and say that the dude at 35 years old is going to, you know, throw back the clock. But he's certainly not done. Hey, go look at what he did last year. Go learn about how the team wanted to get him the hell up on out of there. And a lot of it doesn't necessarily have to do with what he has left in the tank. He can still play, Brett. Trust me, okay?
Okay, so you're – Your point is that it would be more of a competition thing, and Aaron.
No. Like my that. Point, no, Brett. My point is, it sounds like you drew a conclusion for something that you're not aware of. So what I'm telling you is, and what I can't do is, I don't have the time. I can't sit here and walk you through the past year of Russell Wilson. I'm not going to walk you through the history. You watched him with Seattle. It doesn't sound like you're too keen on what's going on right now. Otherwise, I don't think you'd make a reference of Russell Wilson backing up Aaron Rodgers, you know? So go read some stuff and then talk to me in, I don't know, September, October, okay?
Okay. No, I'm trying to just understand your point, that's all.
No, my point is that Russell Wilson is not washed up. He's 35. Is he the same dude? No, he's not, but he's not a bum. I would take a 26-touchdown, 8-interception interception ratio from a lot of folks. Come on.
So it's a ridiculous idea because he wouldn't be a backup, or she wouldn't accept it.
He has not performed like a backup.
Okay.
Thank you.
I thought it was the other way around and that you guys were dissing Russell, that he wasn't worthy of a backup.
Brett, listen. No, bro. Oh, my God. Hey, Brett, what do you – go have a drink. Safely. All right. Thank you, Brett.
Hey, thanks a lot. Have a good day, man.
You too. Hickey, I need a drink now, man. He's lying, man. He is lying.
Yeah. It came clean a little bit, which I somewhat respect, but yeah.
What? Which one? That he didn't watch nothing?
Yeah. He admitted it.
I also think he's lying about the sunshine and the sunlight and. That guy, he's delirious. It wasn't but so long ago that they didn't have no sun. Maybe, 2 weeks ago? Come on, stop.
Still coming out of that.
Yeah. Hickey, it's freaky, man. I've been out there. I'm staring at my watch. I'm like, man, it's 9 a.m. Where's the sun? And they're like, hey, the sun came out. And they're like, oh, the sun's gone. I'm like, whoa. Like, this is freaky. I can't do this all year long.
Yeah, that's kind of messy.
Imagine, he says he's used to it. Imagine this guy when the sun is shining all day long. He must, God only knows what he's going to be saying. Wow. Russell Wilson, doesn't need to be retired. Damn. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Tom is here from Cleveland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, man, it's great to get through to you. You know, you sprung something with me. I'm from Cleveland. I used to own an advertising business. Now that knocked me out, and now I do rideshare. And I thought, you know what? Maybe they got this wrong at the NBA. Maybe they need the players to be part of this and pay for it. So I thought of this, and I actually left a voicemail for the NBA. And I even said I would contribute 5% of my own money that I make for rideshare in a given year to contribute if they like the idea. And I left my phone number. I said, here's what I said. And tell me, I hope, and I'm also doing that you think it's a good idea.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too. Here, the winner.
If it's a good idea, I'm going to call the NBA direct and steal it. But go ahead.
I love it. So that's okay. So the winning team of the game gets $10 million that goes to charities, and whatever the NBA wants to pick, the losing team has to pay for it. Now you're saying, well, how is going to pay for it? Well, the player has a choice. You got 20 guys on the roster. Either the player pays for it, or the team that they play for pays for it. This would bring recognition to who? To the most important thing: cancer, Red Cross, Salvation Army, the people out there that are doing good and working hard. Like you know, like you and like me. I mean, you know, we're not in there in the hospitals and taking care of people, but we're doing our part. And you know, maybe that's what will make the game more competitive. Now, the only negative is probably, and I don't know if it's a negative, is it would make the game competitive because they'd want to be able to win the game. Mm. What do you think?
You want to have the players, man? That's not going to happen for them to pay out of pocket.
Or the team.
Nah, that's not happening. Nobody's paying nothing out of pocket. That's life. Nobody's going to – no one will have a problem writing a check, but nobody's going to want to write that check and be accountable for it. Nah, that's not happening.
JR, those guys contribute all the time. This gives them a reason to have some.
Not to be a loser. You know, it's one thing to write a check. It's another thing to write a check for being a loser. That's tough, man.
Well, that's why they're not going to lose.
I don't think they put it up on the line. It's great. It sounds good, but it ain't happening because there's still a risk. There's a chance that you would lose. And so nobody trying to risk that.
And I think that's what makes it competitive. And here's the other thing. The most important thing, as I told your producer, is it brings recognition also to these foundations that give.
So, you know, I love it. I love it, but it's not happening.
Well, the fact that you let me say something, and if I hear from the NBA, I'm calling you back.
Well, listen, you might, but trust me, you won't. If anything, they're going to steal it and not call you. Just letting you know.
If you got a good attorney, let me know.
They cost a lot. It wouldn't be worth it, Tom. Thank you for calling, okay?
You're the best.
All right, all the best. Thank you, Tom, for calling from Cleveland. Yeah, man. Hey, you want to sue the NBA for stealing your idea? You got that type of money? NBA, just drag it out until you're broke. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Mike is also calling from Cleveland. You're on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's going on, Mike?
JR.
How are you?
What's up, man? Hey. Remember I was asking you about KRS-One that last time? I ran down all those guys. You were like, oh, yeah, I know him.
Yeah, the teacher. What about him?
Right, anyway. Hey, I got to take exception with you about what you said about Cleveland being dumb. But what'd you call them, the dumbest organization in the NFL?
There could be one of them.
Oh, okay. First of all, Stefanski's two-time coach of the year, right? He went to the Pennsylvania.
The organization. Listen to me. Do you want to be in that dumb category too? Listen to me.
Okay.
The organization, as it relates to bringing in Deshaun Watson, I didn't call Kevin Stefanski dumb. I didn't say that the players were dumb. I didn't say that Myles Garrett was dumb. I said the organization, as relates to bringing in a pervert like Deshaun Watson and giving him all that guaranteed money for a guy who has been suspended and also hurt. That's what I said.
He's alleged pervert. First of all, you can't call him that, can you?
I can call him whatever the hell I want to call him. The man had how many women was it? 25 plus women?
I mean, has that been proven, like 100%, like was he convicted in a court of law?
There's a difference between being convicted in a court of law for being guilty of a crime. It's very different when you got 25 women accusing you and you get suspended and you can see your text messages. You don't have to be convicted of a crime to be a pervert in the court of public opinion and common sense, Mike.
Okay, well, that's a tricky word to use. I mean, it's inflammatory.
No, it's not. What are you a pervert? What are you offended for?
I said what the guy did.
Were you there with him?
Were they?
Mike, did you read any? Did you read any of the case? Did you read any of the text messages?
Did you read the whole court file?
I didn't need to read the whole court file. It was enough for me to read the text messages and part of it to know that this guy's a pervert. You didn't answer me.
I didn't see the text messages. I mean,
Stop. You ended up in a dumb Cleveland pile. Go read the text. Go read the text messages and then call me back. What a guy. Called Deshaun Watson a pervert. Pervert Association of America? Get out of here. Go read the text messages, man. Nonsense. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you want to tell me he's a great quarterback and he's going to bounce back and all of this, then yeah, sure. But don't call me up unless you read the text messages. Come on now. Stop it. 855-212-4CBS. I knew I was going to talk about lazy baseball players, Anthony Rendon. I knew I was going to talk about unenthusiastic basketball players. I didn't know I'd have the pervert defense here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the number. It's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to get into Anthony Rendon. Trust me, believe me. It's a guy who doesn't want to show up for work, like a lot of people. Except he kind of, sort of, told everybody publicly. It's like, man, it's spring training. You already sound miserable. Wow. We're going to get there. Past couple of breaks, we've not only just talked NBA, we've talked some football as well. Somebody, Mike Tannenbaum, actually, of ESPN, bandied about the idea that Russell Wilson would be perfect to back up Aaron Rodgers with the New York Jets. And I'm like, why the hell would why would Russell Wilson want to do that? Like, that makes zero sense, period. And then, you know, I talked about Deshaun Watson. Why? I don't remember. I made a reference, and some guy called defending Deshaun Watson. Why you would want to do that, I have no idea. And speaking of just people moving around, how about this? We learned today that Mike Evans of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who I think this guy's going to be a future Hall of Famer, this man is still 30 years old, had, what, 1,200 receiving yards last year, and I don't even know how many touchdowns, 13 touchdowns. He could still go. And here's a problem, at least a problem for everybody down in Tampa Bay. He's going to be a free agent. He, his agent, did not come to an agreement with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They didn't reach a contract extension in time. This man is going to be free to go wherever the hell he wants to. Do I think Mike Evans is going to leave Tampa? I don't think so. Matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago, after Tampa Bay was eliminated by the Detroit Lions 31-23, he had 147 yards receiving and a touchdown. I know Baker Mayfield wants him back in Tampa. Baker also going to be a free agent. Why he leaves, I don't know. But Mike Evans was like, man, I want to stay here. I don't want to go nowhere.
I would love to be back. You know, I love Tampa Bay. Been here my whole career. The city has been great to me. The franchise has been unbelievable to me and my family. And, you know, I love this place. So we'll see.
Yeah, you love any place that sends money, right? Money, money, money. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Kyle is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Kyle?
How's it going? I'm originally from Ketchikan, Alaska, so I'm a big Seahawks fan, too. But it's just funny how all the Northwest people are hating Russell Wilson because he wanted to leave. He claims he wanted to win, though, and he should have just stayed in Seattle. Took less money like Aaron Rodgers, not Tom Brady, and kept winning. They were winning. And he should have talked to Ken Griffey Jr. and said it's not
about
better.
Cincinnati?
It's best to stick with you. Yeah, I get to Ken Griffey Jr. If he would go back, he would have stayed in Seattle instead of going to Cincinnati.
Yeah, well, Ken Griffey, the whole nostalgia thing with his dad, and it just...
Yeah.
I get it.
But then he came back to Seattle and played with his dad in Seattle.
Yeah, but his... When it comes to Russell Wilson, I think it the ship ran its course. Like, they're different. It was done. It was just like they're still holding on. He wanted to throw the ball, and we all know about Pete Carroll, who also isn't there. Pete Carroll wanted to run the rock, and so it was time to move on.
There was going to be a little change. I mean, the team wasn't. It was going to be just how they are. How do you think the Seahawks would have done with Russell Wilson compared to Geno Smith?
I think based on the fact that, no, that is to discount, like, reality. You can't just go, okay, well, this is how talented this dude is, and this is how talented this dude is, and so this is what they would be. It was done. It's over. I don't think they would have made the postseason, not this past year, but the year before that, because the guys hated each other. And so I can't.
There was a lot.
Yeah, I can't look in the crystal ball. All I know is they were sick of each other. And if it's like being in a relationship or marriage, I mean, I can plug and swap people. You ever seen wife swap?
No.
Oh, you should. Look it up. It doesn't always work out, Kyle, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for calling from San Diego. Like, this ain't Madden. I can't take Russell Wilson's attributes and his stats and throw him back into Seattle and go, well, if Russell Wilson was back in Seattle, would they be doing the same thing? I don't think so. Why? Because I think the coach and the quarterback would probably be at each other's necks. It's not that easy, man. It's not that easy. 855-212-4CBS. Rick is here from Cleveland.
Hey, JR.
How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
It depends on what you're going to say. What's up?
Well, you know, every year when the NBA All-Star, I hear all the national guys and people, they call in all the various shows, ESPN, everybody, and they want to talk about how terrible the All-Star game was and this, that, and the other. I don't know what people want. It's a playground game. That's what it is. Do people really think that people are going to be diving for loose balls and trying to dunk over somebody? It is what it is. It's a playground game of all stars, and that's what it is.
So, do you think that this is the same game? It's tough to think about. If I go back 25, 30 years ago, and I know it seems like a long time ago, like they were competitive. And they weren't killing each other or destroying each other. They were just having a competitive game. I think that's what people want at minimum.
Well, part of the problem is that the three-point game is such a – I've been watching basketball for 60 years. And the three-point game is such a big part of basketball now that I think that they just went crazy with the 3 points. And, it's not as physical of a game as it was. If you touch a guy, it's a foul. And so, therefore, most of the game is just guys just jacking up threes and dunking runaway dunks. And, it doesn't bother me because I look at a little bit of it because I know what it is. It's a playground game.
That's as an overall, Rick. And I don't think people necessarily – that's just flat period. I mean, if you want to make that case for just, period, the game of basketball, I think that's more applicable. But people complain about the regular season as well, so that ain't nothing new. None of this.
Listen, I don't agree with the regular season stuff either. I think the NBA has gotten a little bit better hold of this load management stuff. Popovich started that stuff years ago with Kawhi Leonard. Prior to that, you never heard of
him. It goes beyond Kawhi Leonard now.
I don't know, but again,
that predates Kawhi into Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili and Tony Parker.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It was San Antonio. It was Popovich. It was San Antonio's philosophy to do so much of load management with the stars. Prior to that, I don't remember that. And I've been watching it for 60 years.
Yeah, I heard that. But my point to you is that, yes, well, hey, Rick, what are we – are you agreeing or disagreeing with me? What are we doing here?
No, I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with anybody. What I'm saying is that a lot of people are getting frustrated about the All-Star game, and they're saying that it's non-competitive, it's non this, that, and the other. Well, that's today's game. That's today's All-Star game. That's all I'm saying.
Wait, hold on. I got you. I understand. I was just trying to figure out what the hell you were saying because, Rick, I said that a while ago, Rick. But go ahead. What's your second point?
Well, you can't listen. You know, everybody can't listen all the time. But
the free Odyssey app. You can hit rewind. Yes, you can. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, the other part is that the lack of respect that the Cleveland Cavaliers get. You know, this is the hottest team in basketball right now. And all I ever hear people talk about when they talk about the teams that they think they can go far in the playoffs, I know that we ended up and we got beat by an inferior New York Knicks team, but this is a totally different team. This team has a lot more grit. The spacing is much better. Jared Allen should have been an all-star. Donovan Mitchell should be in the top three or four for MVP.
Hey, well, Rick, you know, first of all, well, there's one thing to say. Jared Allen came out of his own mouth at the end of last year's postseason and said, hey, we weren't ready for the moment. The moment was too big for us.
He did.
So to say that the Knicks were an inferior team, I don't think is fair because the Knicks beat them, okay? That's flat period. You got beat, that's it. That's what it is. And when it comes to this year – yeah, the Cleveland Cavaliers can be on a run right now, but based on how they lost last year, let them do something first, and then let's talk. That's the nature of sports. Listen to me now, Rick.
Okay, go ahead.
That's the nature of sports. Nobody cares until you do something. And the Cavaliers, for what they're doing in the regular season right now, is nice. There's going to be other teams that go on an 8 out of 9 and win 9 in a row and light people up. It's fine. Nobody cares. Do it in the postseason and then prove everybody wrong. And then they'll get attention. That's how it goes.
Well, I agree with
you. Yeah, that's how it goes, man.
They've won about 18 out of 20. And I tell you what, if the Knicks had have done that or L.A. had have done that,
Rick,
or one of the big
Rick, stop. I'm not sitting around with you forever. You know damn well the New York Knicks, the Boston Celtics, the Los Angeles Lakers, these are the glamour franchises of the NBA. Like Cry Me a River. When Cleveland actually wins something, then people will care. But until they do, then nobody does. You know that, Rick. So this is the same way that you telling me about the basketball. Like everybody knows the NBA is an up and down game. We don't need the All-Star game to recognize that. It ain't no different than what you telling me now about, oh, man, if this was the Knicks or the Lakers and people would – yeah, we know that. And I also know that if it was 80 degrees every day and sunny, then maybe people would want to live in Cleveland.
Well, I also know that Minnesota
– oh, well, Rick, we'll be here forever. Thank you,
team.
Rick. Oh, my God. Ugh. Hey, Hickey, man, sheesh. Is there a big enough flag for that guy?
I think you need another drink there.
Make it me?
Two, yeah. Was it last hour you needed a drink after a call? Like now they pour
that man
one.
Said he's been. I've been watching basketball for 50 years, and we know the Cleveland. What are they called? The Cleveland Cavaliers. We don't get no respect. If this was the New York Knicks, oh my God. Yeah, and if Cleveland were further on the East Coast, it'd be a coastal city. If Cleveland just kind of fell further south, it'd be in Florida. If Cleveland hopped and skipped, it'd be in Canada. But it's not. It is what it is, man. What are we doing? Where you been? Did you hear Joakim Noah talk about Cleveland? Come on. You've been watching basketball 50 years. You remember that one, right? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, hey, I got no problem with Cleveland. Not me. We're going to hear from Rick Pitino, coaching at St. John's. He hates his own team. He hates his team. We're going to hear from Anthony Rendon. He hates his team. He hates his job. I'm going to talk to you.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, no, thank you. Not me, thank you. I want you to also thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got a lot of unhappy people. People aren't happy with the NBA and its all-star, or at least its all-star performances. A guy call me up not happy with Cleveland. Two people from Cleveland not happy. My apologies to people in Cleveland. And, you know, over the weekend, this might have kind of gone under the radar because there's so much attention on the NBA. Won't be that way for too much longer as everybody gets ready for March Madness. But Rick Pitino, in his first season, first year coaching St. John's, started off nice and not so much. You might remember Rick Pitino was at Iona. Rick Pitino left New Rochelle. Rick Pitino went to the bigger job in St. John's. And let's just say St. John's is kind of, they've stunk recently. How about yesterday? They lost to Seton Hall 68-62. How about as an overall? St. John's, yeah, they still got a positive record, 14-12. I don't know how much longer that'll be. They have lost 8 out of their last 10 games. And Rick Pitino thinks his team sucks. He's calling them unathletic. He's calling some of his players weak. He's saying that we need to do better. And I'm like, well, damn, bro, why did you take the job if you don't like all of this? Listen to him lambast this whole team.
Well, lateral quickness and our toughness is just something I've never witnessed in all my years of coaching. We are so non-athletic that we can't guard anybody without fouling. I think they're very respectful. They hear, but they don't listen. It's taken me a month to get them to throw bounce passes. Actually, 2 months to throw bounce passes. Even the Celtics, when we lost, I've enjoyed every minute being a Boston Celtic coach. Didn't like the fact that we lost in that following year, but this has been the most unenjoyable experience I've had since I've been coaching.
Do you have any second thoughts of taking this job?
No, not at all. It's not St. John's. It's my team.
What? Damn. I haven't heard a college coach rip his own players like that. And if you're on the team, why do you want to be there? And let's also keep in mind, Rick Pitino, he's up there in age with a lot of the other coaches who have retired. Rick Pitino, 71 years old. And yeah, you just heard him talk about the Celtics. I'm sure Antoine Walker and Paul Pierce, maybe they hate this guy's guts. But damn, is anybody happy? Hey, Hickey, maybe it's because it's still winter. Aren't people miserable when it's cold and winter? They're waiting for spring. Is that why everybody's so angry?
And I thought we were supposed to get good news. Didn't Phil see? I forget how it works. But isn't spring supposed to come soon, according to Punxsutawney Phil?
Are you talking about that fat rat with the tail, right?
That gets, like, the predictions 30% right?
Yeah, what is that thing called? Groundhog Day. Yeah.
We're supposed groundhog. To get spring coming early. And it seems like either people forget that, don't trust Phil. Either way, you're right. It's cold and everybody all across the country. That's the one thing we have in unison. Everybody right now is pissed off.
Yeah. Everybody's upset. All-star games, Super Bowl, Rick Pitino is angry. And if you're Rick Pitino and you're at St. John's for the first year and you're trying to attract talent in New York City and everybody is already chasing after a buck in NIL, who are you attracting if you're crapping on your own current players? Like, That's a bad way to operate, man. You're trying to bring St. John's back to prominence, and you're crapping on your current crop? Like, how you going to turn things around, man? That's not happening. Just retire like everybody else. 855-212-4CBS. I don't dislike the school. I don't like my players. Damn. You recruited them. You wanted new guys in there. Jerry's here from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going very well.
First-time caller. I live in Pleasanton, California, and I've just been intrigued by your show and the topic of this all-star thing with the NBA. And what the NFL just did, I mean, they played flag football. They started doing things to entertain people. But if you really want to motivate NBA players, the best of the best that have all the best contracts, I mean, why don't you just $1 million if you win, $50K if you lose. It becomes a pride thing. And who doesn't want $1 million?
Yeah, I think that's more of a turnoff for the fan base. I mean, these are guys who are already all-stars. They're making upwards of $50 to $60 million a year. The NBA already just started a new in-season tournament that is now going to be sponsored by Emirates Airline, one of the wealthiest airlines on earth. They're giving them a prize to incentivize play in the regular season. I don't know if that's a good look from a PR perspective to say, hey, will you please play in this exhibition that your predecessors played their asses for, and we're just going to give you more money. A lot of these players already, their contracts.
You're right.
But even their contracts, hold on, Nick, their contracts, a lot of these dudes make an extra $10 million a year because they are or supermax players. It's not even 10. They may make another $30 to $40 million on the life of a contract because they have been an all-star. So they already are incentivized. I don't think money's going to change anything, man.
Well, it becomes a pride issue at that point because it seems like the balance. But, hey, I understand what you're saying. How do you motivate these guys to want to play if they're making all this money?
You don't. You have to have it.
Maybe it's exhibition. You know,
it is an exhibition.
Fun. Create a 4-point line and do something that is entertaining.
Yeah, you don't want to quote unquote wackify the game more than it is. I mean, it's nuts. Jerry, thank you for calling from Cali.
You got me.
Appreciate it.
All right.
No problem. Yeah, it's a thin line because the NBA doesn't want to be viewed as more of a joke because the players don't want to participate. And on the other end, they don't want to be viewed as a sideshow. You don't want to further turn off the fans by saying, oh, well, if we give them money and make them play for charity and or not charity, but make them play for money. It's not good, man. It's bad. The NBA got some work. They got their work cut out for them. I know who wants to show up for work. Nobody, but they're making millions and millions either way. They just got to show up and do the minimum, right? Put the ball in the hole. They don't have to compete, not an exhibition. Some tough going, folks. Some tough going. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of tough going, Anthony Rendon. This man showed up to work today for the Angels. Miserable. Now, it is the Angels. I get it. He got reason to be miserable. He says playing baseball isn't a top priority. Damn. I'm going to take your calls. I'm going to talk to you. Yeah, I guess just everybody's miserable. Baseball players, basketball players, everybody's miserable. I'm not miserable. I'm here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm happy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry.
One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.